St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How you doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Friday, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you live.
Live.
As we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
.com.
No field trip tonight.
Yes, I know. It's wonderful.
Thank goodness. Yeah,
thank God, right? That song I just played is Middle of the Road by the Pretenders, and I played that. All of our songs tonight are going to be sort of 80s. Throwback songs. So I hope you're not offended. We've been hearing so much death metal lately. we need to sort of get back to our roots a little bit. Sorry, Ty. I mean, I'm not offended by your death metal music. It's just
well, you should be.
That's the point.
That's the point. That's the point.
Right. They want you to be offended.
Way to go. Mm. Pissed them off again.
So, right. We are here tonight in our little home studio here in Seminole, Florida.
Yes.
And we are happy to be here this evening. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Steph got home and she informed me that today is International Beer Day.
Hey.
So drink up. Drink up. It'll make the show seem a lot better to you.
Yeah.
What a quinky day.
Right.
It will most definitely help.
Yeah. Man, oh, man, what a busy week and a good week for content. We have a ton of stuff to talk about tonight.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And what I'm going to say is if at any time during the show you want to put your two cents in, if you want to throw an opinion around or whatever, please do so. All you got to do is call us at 727-498-0502. Or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll respond to both of those things directly as
yes.
soon as we can. As soon as we get
as
them.
We can.
I don't care where we are in the show. We will stop what we're doing. We will talk to you, respond to your tweet, whatever we got to do.
Right.
Let's get what a else? Conversation started.
Let's.
Because we've got some stories tonight. Again. We've got some stories tonight that I think will garner some conversation. Hopefully, we'll get some calls.
Hopefully.
Or some tweets. Either way. Mm-hmm. In the studio tonight, well, we have the usual suspects. We
yes.
actually have a full house tonight.
Yes.
Last week, it was just the three of us. It was Steph and Ty and me. Hannah does not go to the death metal shows.
No.
Hannah does not go on the field trip.
I'm above that.
Yeah.
Her mom won't sign the permission slips.
No.
Right. But anyway, Hannah is with us tonight. She's across the table from me.
Yeah.
How are you, my dear?
Doing good.
Doing good. Strolled in here about 10 minutes before
yep,
the show.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I literally hit every single red light coming over here. I left the house at like 10:40.
All
it
right.
usually doesn't take that long.
10:40?
Not what time is it? 5:40? Where are we?
I thought you were coming over early.
I'm still jobless. I don't even know what day it is.
I think you left the house at 4:20.
Maybe. I left somewhere
right.
about then.
Anyway, to her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
I'm very well.
You're very good.
Happy it's Friday.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To her right is my boy, Ty Ginn. How are you?
I am.
You are.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
I'm never okay.
You seem a little perplexed over there.
Maybe he's tired. I don't know that he slept at all last night. Mm-hmm.
Sleep is for the weak.
Sleep is for the weak.
Sleep
anyway,
when you're dead.
So,
call me.
So last week, we took the show on the road, and we did it over in Tampa at the Pegasus nightclub.
Yes.
And I don't know.
The Pegasus toilet bowl.
Well,
not impressed.
Well, it kind of sounded like we were broadcasting from a toilet, from a toilet, not the toilet bowl. Obviously, we couldn't fit in there.
Right.
But from a large bathroom.
Yes. Well,
very
echoey. And what's interesting about Pegasus nightclub is they had sound issues in the whole place
throughout the whole evening. Right.
Yeah. They need to work on some acoustical issues.
Let me ask you this. I noticed that the sound guy, Ty, I'm going to ask you this too. The sound guy at Pegasus nightclub had a computerized soundboard.
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed that they use one of those over at the Hideaway Cafe when we go.
Right.
I don't notice a lot of sound issues there, but it does seem like they're constantly dialing things in.
Oh yeah.
So
I'm sure.
are the computerized soundboards, are they not as accurate as an actual soundboard with all the knobs and slides?
Probably because it has the preset settings, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're not manually dialing them in, you know what I mean? So I feel like it would be weird.
Well, and what surprises me about Pegasus is, and Ty, you said this, and then I saw it on their website, they have a lot of rap there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And one of the sound, one of the major sound issues was you couldn't hear any of the singers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to. You're only supposed to hear bass.
In rap?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think just about every band that I watched, look, we should back up a little bit and say that the reason we were at Pegasus Nightclub is because we were there. Ty's band Deceptive Intruder was playing. Along with, God, how many bands? It seemed like you were
a few, yeah.
You were like the seventh band of the night or something like that.
Lineage, they were there. Mad Splatter.
Yeah.
Who else?
There was a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were the feature band of the night, so you guys went on last, which meant that we got there at about 5:30 and didn't end up leaving until about 1:30.
Yeah, and the cops did show up.
2:30.
They did.
We didn't leave till 2:30? Well, that makes sense because we got home around a little after 3.
A little after 3. I mean, it was well after 2 when we left.
Yeah, it was a long evening. And, one of those situations where if it could go wrong, it did go wrong. We got there. We were put in the echo chamber to do our show. And, I didn't know what it was sounding like. Didn't know. Our feed dropped several times.
Yeah, we had bad...
Right? I forgot my notes at home.
Bad hot spot.
It was just a rough evening. And then after our show, we went out to enjoy the death metal, and it seemed like just about every band that got up on stage was having sound issues, that kind of thing. So,
and the cops showed up. It was
I don't remember
Why
that.
The
I didn't
cop
see
show
that.
Up?
That may have been when I was taking a nap in the van.
It might have been.
I'm surprised I didn't bang on the window and say, hey, what are you doing in here?
What are you doing in?
Were you really taking a nap
in
the van?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Dad
yeah.
had to go take a nap in the
oh,
van.
Yeah. I missed like two bands. I went out to the van and I got in the back seat, you know, and I reclined the seat
out
as far as I could get it to go, and I was out. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had been a long day. Well, I mean, keep in mind, Dad gets up at, 4:30 in the morning?
Right.
Yeah.
So a long day for me.
You know, and the fact that we didn't get home until after 3, he needed a little power nap in there somewhere.
Right. Anyway, so that was that, I guess. One of the things that we did on the show is we started the show, Hannah Claire, I'm going to turn to you.
Oh, good.
We started the show by saying that your boyfriend, Mikey, had texted me saying that he wanted to sneak over and talk about stuff.
Right.
I was in bed when he texted. Mom was interacting with him via text. I didn't know about this until the next day. And when she told me, I'm like, what is this stuff?
What is going on?
And we all three, Friday evening over at Pegasus, decided that stuff had to be either he wants your hand in marriage,
yes,
you're pregnant, or no. He wants to borrow money.
So. I said all of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, definitely the first and the last.
All right. the first and the last.
Okay. I mean, if you're giving it away, yeah. You know,
no,
we'll
we're not
so.
Giving it away. No. Right. So, okay. Well, and then we sort of had a conversation with you during the week after all this happened. And you were like, oh, yeah, he's going to marry me and that. And so then we broke it to you that, we had these text messages. And you weren't a bit surprised.
No.
She knew.
He told me. He tells me everything.
Here I'm thinking that I'm sneaky.
Well, he didn't tell me that night, but he told me. Maybe it was that night.
So you're...
It may have been that night.
You're 23 years old. Do you think you're ready to get married? I mean, is this the one? I mean, how long have you been... I'm going to fire all these questions at you at once.
Okay. Here's my question to you.
Okay.
How old was my mother when you married her?
Too young.
All right.
Too young.
I rest my case. I rest my case.
She has regretted it ever since.
Yeah, right.
It has been a life sentence. She went to jail early in life. Maybe she can get one of those when you're sentenced to life as a juvenile. I think the state of Florida has come out and said that we're going to re-examine some of those sentences for those juvenile offenders, and we're not going to keep them in jail for the rest of their life. We're going to let's see if we can get them out now, especially if they've served like at least 30 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Which you have.
Yeah. So, yes.
Okay, so at 23, you think you're ready?
I think so.
Do you know everything you think you need to know about this guy
to get married? Yeah.
Okay. You're taller than him. If anything were to
I'm
go
not,
down,
I'm not like maybe by an inch.
Yeah, but you're still taller. If
That's
if anything
like a deal
were to go down,
for
you
him
think
if
you,
I'm,
you think what? You could take him? I mean,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean he's a bow and arrow guy.
What?
He's not good at close combat.
I mean, he is. But he prefers a bow and arrow, yeah.
All right. If you get married, will we have to continue to call him Mikey?
What are we going to call him?
Mike.
I mean, Michael. I don't even call him Mikey. I call him Babe, so I don't know. That's up
I'm
to you guys.
I'm not going
to
call him Babe.
Well,
yeah,
I would appreciate
that. Yeah,
it's going to
be a little weird for the rest.
Yeah. I would appreciate... No, I mean, honestly, I'd prefer if you guys call... Or he would prefer if you guys called him Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, that's cool.
I don't think he his mother calls
like
him Mikey. You know what
like
I mean?
A
I don't know.
Dork calling him Mikey.
He doesn't like Michael. You know, I don't
all
know.
Right.
And he doesn't even he doesn't he's not a Michael.
All
you
right.
know what I mean?
Mike is cool.
Just call him Mike.
I'm
don't know.
All on board with the Mike.
Just Mikey. Call him Magic Mike. That's what they called him at Hungry Howie's.
I'm glad we know that now. And not later.
Is that the reason you're marrying him?
Yeah. What?
What?
Yeah. So if you were to get married, when do you suppose you would get married?
He's trying.
Has he actually asked you to?
No. He's still gonna do the whole surprise. Get down on one knee. I'm gonna cry.
But
it's gonna be a whole big thing.
He's gonna ask. Us first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna officially ask you guys first because he's like that. I don't know. I never asked him to do
that.
You know,
I respect
it's
that.
Cool.
I did
he,
not do that.
He mentioned in the beginning that he would do that, and I like cried because I was like, "What? Why would? Why? Why would you do that?
Well, I think
you know,
that's pretty,
so sweet.
It's
like,
pretty special.
You know,
it's very respectful.
Exactly.
I did not do that.
No,
I can't say
just
that.
Straight up stole her away.
I kind of did. I called her on the phone. And I said, "Hey, we're getting married.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, there was not even much of a proposal or anything.
No. But he. I mean, I'm on board with it. I mean, I know it's going to happen, but I don't know exactly when it's going
to
happen.
I mean, if you had to guess, I mean, this year?
Probably.
Next year?
Probably this year.
So, like, in the wintertime?
I mean, we're running out of time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, are you looking to, like, if you had to plan it, would you be planning on, like, a memorable date? Like like your birthday is Valentine's Day. Would you want your birthday and your
no
not
the same
no 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 no, no.
It's bad enough she has to share it with Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no. No, but I don't know. He wants to, like, get married as soon as possible and then wait till his mother can come back in town.
So he can become a citizen?
And then we can have... Yeah, that's why.
And see, I'm not because, really hip.
Because what a lot of people don't realize and is then, that his real name is Miguel.
And then stop, it's not.
Did
and
you
then,
tell him that we have a bunch of money or something?
No, he knows. He knows the whole situation. Like, no. Yeah, but no.
What are you trying to say, Todd?
He wants to get married as soon as possible.
Is he and circumcised? Then wait.
Jesus, no. That's none of your business. That's my business. And then he wants to wait.
It's going to make a difference on how I look at him from here on out.
Well, I feel like no matter what I tell you, you're going to look at him a little bit weird now. Like, because now you know. That's something you keep a mystery. Yeah, that's Jesus.
That you're going to have to find out yourself in a urinal.
Yeah, yeah, right.
A little peek over.
What are we working with?
A little side eye.
What are you working with over there?
Gross. Jesus.
No homo.
I spy with my eye. I think I'm looking at an anteater.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
You're terrible.
Every uncircumcised man just turned us off.
I think so, yeah. I can honestly listen. Say I've never, ever seen one in person in my life.
Okay, so,
we're good. We're safe. I think that would be a deal breaker. I'm sorry. I don't know. That's weird.
Well,
I don't know.
Supposedly, it's really no different. It just has a different appearance. That's all. Well,
I've never seen one before in my life, so I would be a little shocked if that flopped out and it was all, like, extra. I would be like, oh! No. Put it back.
Yeah, but then, I mean, isn't that sort of pretentious? You're kind of like, well, you got a strange looking penis because I've got this beautiful vagina.
I do.
What kind of show are we having?
Right. I don't know, but it took a turn. Now we're talking about penis.
Talk about being in the toilet.
Jesus.
See, you guys don't even want me on the show. I take it there.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Bad.
All right. Take it easy, everybody. Take it easy.
Well, you were trying to tell Dad that he wants to get married right away.
Yes.
And then have, like, a wedding and a reception later.
And then get married.
And I'm kind of against that idea.
Too Vegas.
I'm against that idea.
But we gotta wait for his mom to come back in town.
Where is she?
And he doesn't want to wait.
Allegiant flies.
She's in Japan
twice a week.
No, she's in North Carolina.
She's still in Mexico.
Tell her to drive her ass over here.
She grew up in Cuba. How cool is that?
All right.
That's cool. That's cool.
Because her dad. But
where'd that go?
Yeah, right.
All right,
spread
so,
some of that shit around.
So here in the near future, we can expect a marriage of some sort,
probably
either an elopement or a full blown ceremony.
Yeah. I want to go full blown.
I do too.
And
I mean, no matter what, I mean, I don't have any friends. You know what I mean? A full blown ceremony is literally just going to be like the family. Like, I don't have friends. It's not going to be this big fun
Thank
party.
God you don't
like,
have any friends.
Yeah, I don't really have friends either.
Mom can be your maid of honor. Right?
Yeah.
No, Mark can be.
Ty
can be the ring bearer.
Yeah.
Right? I'll walk your ass down the aisle.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, but I
think we got it covered.
I just...
We'll go back to the canopy or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. He has friends, but he doesn't even want them to go. You know, because
they're the type of friends
that are going to give him shit about getting married. You know what I mean? So he's just like, meh.
Oh, that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
I'm still getting shit about it.
Right.
Still married?
Yeah.
Things will never be
What are you
same?
Thinking?
Yeah, but all of your Marine Corps buddies changed their tune when they were sleeping all over our floor and I was making breakfast for them every weekend.
Yeah, right.
They were like, damn, you got it made.
Yeah.
Or you got a maid.
Yeah.
One of the two. We got a maid.
Got a maid.
Thanks for marrying her.
Right. Okay, let's change it up a little bit.
Okay.
So Mom and I mm-hmm. on Tuesday went to Al Lang Stadium, downtown St. Petersburg,
yes.
to see one of our favorite bands, the Counting Crows.
Yes.
All right. Cool venue.
Very cool
I'm
venue.
I'm glad that they've started their Al Lang Live whole thing. I think it's going to be, hopefully it will continue. They will continue to grow that and make it even better than it was. I think they probably could throw in a Jumbotron.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To make that a little bit better, because as intimate as it is, where we were, and we're right on the field, still a little bit far from the stage where they didn't look like, you know, they were 3 inches tall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a Jumbotron right next to the stage, much like they did at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, would be very cool.
They have the Jumbotron.
Yeah, but they didn't have it turned on.
They use it during the soccer games.
Right.
And I was surprised they didn't use it during the concert. Yeah. I was. That surprised me.
They should have.
And Ty, just so you know, we have seen so much live heavy metal that all the bands that we saw seemed very slow.
Yeah, meek, mild.
It was very mild. Right. It was Counting Crows.
And the mosh pit was weak.
There was no mosh pit.
They're a slower genre of music anyway, but it was almost... It was almost too slow. Well, it was like, oh my God, let's go.
I'm a big fan of the Counting Crows, but I was not a big fan of that concert. And for a couple of different reasons. The first, probably, they decided to play songs that I was not aware of. And then they also...
How dare they?
They've got more than one CD.
Well, when they did play their hits... They weren't automatically recognizable.
No, they had modified them.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
Yeah, don't change
it. When you go to a concert, you want to be able to sing along. Right. When that song comes on, it's like, yes!
Yeah!
Yeah, you know, name that tune in three chords.
Exactly.
You know?
And it just wasn't like that.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, that was cool. That was like 5,000 people singing the songs.
Exactly. Right.
They didn't have to sing anything.
I thought that one was kind of, I don't know, when we saw Red Hot Chili Peppers, I felt kind of the same about their concert.
Really?
Yeah. So
no,
I realized like halfway through that, oh my God, it's that song. And, you know, they played a lot of them that they weren't.
Well, this one was definitely, the Counting Crows were definitely, about off. But it just wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't spectacular. Not what I was hoping for. I was hoping to go and, you know, hear all their hits and
I was expecting some enthusiasm from them.
From them.
You know,
there
being
was like,
live
it was almost
in
like
front
were,
of all these people.
Yeah, it was like they were tired or something.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've been so spoiled with all these highly energetic shows.
Exactly. And very entertaining that it was very, I don't know, slow.
Right. Yeah.
Look, once you get into metal, it's hard to go back.
Yeah, obviously.
Everything else is just kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially when they're playing your
favorite
song.
I hear that same thing about
song.
Going black.
Well, that's also true.
They're playing
your
favorite.
Good thing for us, we have both.
Black doesn't crack, my man.
But when they're playing your favorite song and you don't even recognize it.
Yeah, right. Or when they start one of your favorite songs, stop and tell a 5-minute story in the middle. And then finish the song so you don't even recognize that. Now you don't even know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, right. That's not cool.
No. Yeah. Are you drunk?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Anyway, so.
But the venue is fantastic.
The venue's going to be very cool, and hopefully it will be very cool for this area for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get some death metal in there.
They could. Yes. They easily could.
They could.
You
they
know.
Very well. I'll reach out.
You right. should.
See what we can do.
Get with Florida death metal scene or something.
Yeah. Right.
Also, sticking with you, Steph, you brought home some pre-show goodness.
Yes.
This evening, and you went to Sonny's Barbecue.
Sonny's Barbecue.
I did not have any, but I know that Hannah brought her pulled chicken sandwich with a toasted garlic bun into the studio, And she was drooling just a bit ago.
Yes.
Right. Amazing. Ty, you had one as well?
It was good.
Very good.
Didn't last very long.
On garlic toast.
Very good. Sonny's Barbecue, everybody.
Sonny's Barbecue. Can't go wrong.
Right.
They have a drive-through.
I mean, for a chain, it's good stuff.
It's very good stuff. Right. And it's consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no inconsistency. And it's great for me. Like I said, I don't even have to pre-order.
Right.
They have a drive-through.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ty, back to you. Tomorrow night, we're going back up to, it's not even Tampa. Is that kind of Tampa?
No. Newport Richey. Yeah.
Oh, Newport. Is it Newport Richey or Port Richey?
Newport Richey.
What's the name of the place? I got it right here.
It's the Verona.
The Verona.
It's new.
Verona.
It's very new.
Yeah. Like, they just did their first show, a month ago
I've
or
got
something.
I got the poster here. It says, Brutal Gore Productions presents... The Road to Hell.
The Road to Hell.
Sinister Circle, Deceptive Intruder, Grim Reality. We talked to one of the guys from Grim Reality, lead singer, a couple weeks ago at the Brass Mug. And I cannot read this last Soul.
Let me see.
Soul School?
Is it one of the nice scratchy names?
Yeah, I can't read that.
Looks like a bundle of sticks.
Soul Skull.
Soul Skull.
I think they're...
With a very imaginative... spelling.
I don't think they're from here.
So it's just going to be the three, one, two, three, four bands. Do you know if you're going to be headlining tomorrow night?
I think we're actually in the middle.
Okay.
So we might actually get a crowd this time.
I like that. You know, for whatever reason, when you go to these death metal shows, it's sad to say, but sometimes the first couple of bands have the biggest crowd.
Yep.
Right.
Well, I mean, especially at Pegasus, after the police showed up, everybody kind of left.
Well, they left, yeah.
Well, and you guys went on 2 hours late.
Yeah.
So that makes a difference, too.
Mm.
You know, some people do need to sleep.
Tampa time.
Yeah.
All right. So we're here in our studio tonight. We're going to go to your show tomorrow night up in Newport Richey.
Do you want to give out the address?
No, sure. Nobody cares.
Let's see. The Verona Bar and Live Music Venue is located at 4319 U.S. Highway 19, Newport Richey, Florida. You don't need the zip code. I don't see a phone number if you want to call ahead or anything like that.
They have a Facebook page that you can check out.
Yeah, Facebook Facebook.com, Brutal Gore Productions.
It's on their website as well.
It's on their website, right.
So and it's $8 at the door.
What time does it, when does it start?
Doors are at 7.
You should know.
Doors are at 7. Music
starts
around 8.
I just play the damn
8.
Music, man.
Yeah, he just shows up. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Let me get my axe.
I'm full rock star mode. I flop out of the bus and it's like, okay, let's do it. Quick while the drugs are, you know.
Let's get this done. Right. All right. So anyway, that's pretty much what we've been doing over the last week since we've last spoken to you guys.
Yes. It's been a very busy, busy week.
Now, here's something that I've got a little bit of a conundrum.
Oh, no.
If you will.
Good.
Something that... if you're listening to the show and you have any thoughts on this, you might want to give us a call. And you can do that by calling 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Now, we have lived in this house for 20 years.
Yes. Jeez.
Our newest neighbors have lived in that house for 5 years.
Yes.
Over the last 5 years, we've had zero contact with those people.
Yes.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, we get a knock on the door, and it's the whole family, right?
I'm glad I wasn't home.
Truly, I was like, oh, my God.
What?
It was a ninja ambush.
What's that mean?
That's racist.
What? Anyway, they look fast.
Right. Is that what we're saying?
So anyway.
Right? So like tall people and then we got fast people.
Right. They came over 2 weeks ago. They knocked on the door. It was the dad, the mom, and the daughter, the teenage daughter. And they all introduced themselves and they said, hey, on Friday, we got a crew coming over. We're getting a new fence. And it just so happens that part of our backyard fence is actually part of their backyard fence.
Right.
So they were letting us know to keep the damn dog in the house. Yeah.
So wait. Tell me more about this fast teenage daughter.
Actually,
she's a little young. She's
striking. Yeah, too young for you.
Well, of course she was striking. She's fast.
And the mom wasn't hard on the eyes either. Anyway, so that was 2 weeks ago. They came. We met them Friday. They did
actually Thursday.
Right, they came started a day the fence. Earlier than they said,
which was fine.
Right, so. They put the fence up on Thursday and Friday. We had to modify our little bit of a gate to enclose our backyard. No big deal. Then last Saturday, just a week ago, another knock on the door.
Shit.
And, God.
Hide.
Right. Now what?
I think Dad said all of those things.
Because you know my response anytime somebody knocks on the door, I'm like, who the fuck?
We don't know anybody.
Who rang that bell?
Who the F is this?
Right. Who it is?
Yeah, right.
Who's trying to tell me something?
Right. So anyway, I open the door, and it's Tran, the husband. And he's got a plate full of food. And it consists of egg rolls and spring rolls. All of which were delicious.
Delicious.
So that was last Saturday. We still have their plate.
Yes.
We need to return the plate.
Yes.
Do we just return the plate, or do we need to put something on it?
Yes.
Now we need to put something super American on it.
Well, I was talking to two of my very best friends, Paul and Jenny Hunley, yesterday evening, and they said you're not required to put anything on it. You might want to put a little note on it saying that, hey
that
was
wash it.
That was delicious.
That's on you.
We rinsed it. You might want to run it through a cycle.
We just kind of gave it a wipe.
No, I actually washed it. So, but Paul and Jenny said that we're not really required to send anything along with the plate. We can just take the plate back over with a short little note. Thanks.
Just toss it over the fence.
Never do it again.
Yeah, frisbee it over the
fence. I mean, I was
fence.
Seriously thinking about, like, I leave very early in the morning.
Just leaving it on the door, ringing the bell, and running.
It would be very easy for me to run over there at, you know, about 5:15, prop it up against their front door. And,
ring the bell real fast, run to the car, wave.
Right. No, but what does it mean? I mean, is this the start of something? We've gone 5 years with zero contact at all. Now, all of a sudden, are they trying to form a relationship? Are they trying to tell me to cut the grass?
20 years and we have no idea how neighbors work.
Are they easing into a serious conversation about, hey, we'd really like it if you cut the grass more regular? Or, you know.
54 years old and he doesn't know how neighbors work.
I've always avoided neighbors.
Me too. You should see me at my house whenever anybody's out. It's like, oh man, gotta go back in. Like, especially with the guy across. It's like,
I mean, does anybody have any ideas? What are we supposed to do? 727-498-0502. If you've got a plan, what should we do? Should we send it back with like a bouquet of flowers?
No.
Or some balloons? Well, I mean, what do we do?
I believe in
like cookies or some
cookies.
Yeah, cookies.
Right.
That's what I was
going
to do.
Are we going to make them, or are we going to buy them?
Oh, we're going to buy them.
I mean,
we're going to buy them and pretend that we made them.
Yeah, because we're going to put them on their plate with
some
saran
wrap. So when we send
them
back, do we do like what Grammy used to do, take a bite out of one?
No.
Right. Tested this one. Don't worry, not poisonous.
It's good.
No, because
the proof.
That signifies some sort of relationship. Like, we're friends.
Yeah.
We don't want to give that impression. Like, hey, let's hang out.
Well, I mean, I don't think.
Let's be chummy.
They didn't. I mean, when they came over, the daughter looked like, I can't believe they made me come over here.
Yeah.
The wife was sort of, I mean, she was like, I can't believe it's been 5 years, da, 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 da. And the husband was kind of like, do we really need, I think it was the wife's idea.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
Usually.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass.
So
they just can't leave a good thing alone.
Yeah, right. I mean, what's I mean,
now I gotta talk to these people.
I knew there was gonna be trouble when they cut that hedge down.
Yeah.
That separated our properties.
Yeah, when they decided to just let it go. Oh,
no more sneaking around over
right.
here.
No.
Now we see all.
Yeah.
No, I believe Emily Post says that you should never return a dish empty.
All right.
Return it just as dirty as you got it.
What if we do something completely different? And like tonight after the show, you know how I end the show with my favorite quotes?
Right.
We just tape the favorite quotes to the dish.
No.
Something to think about.
Ponder this.
As long as they're all from Confucius.
Well, let's see. Let's see what your quotes are. And if they're, you know, negative, then I'm going to say
no. We're not going to send food. We're not going to assume that you love cookies. We're just going to, you know, we're going to send you something to think about.
Any ideas, let us know. Call or tweet.
We're in a little bit of a predicament. But and the
yeah,
thing
and
is,
then we have to go over there and knock on their door.
God, I'm not going. We're going to send Ty over. Let's send Jack. Jack's multilingual.
Ty and Jack.
Yeah, right.
So it's just like you guys were visiting.
Oh, yeah. You can go, we didn't get an opportunity to meet the other day when you came over.
This so is actually like to... our house. Yeah.
Those are my parents.
We're married.
They're both
hopefully
insane.
That'll be all like, you know. Maybe they'll leave you alone.
I don't know.
No, because the hedge is gone. They see us.
They see us coming and going.
They know. They know our cars.
All right, so you go over tomorrow and say...
Just leave it in the mailbox. Shove it in the mailbox.
You can't.
And just say...
They have a locked mailbox.
Put it on top.
With the slide.
Just say, here's some cookies. I promise Dad will cut the grass either today or tomorrow.
We have to buy a drone to fly
I'm gonna
over.
Go. I'm going to go over and give them the cookies, and I'm going to go, hey... So, what do you think your lawn guy would charge us to cut our front yard
you,
when he does
I told
his...
you, I tried to talk to him. He doesn't speak a lick of English.
Right.
He looked at me like I had two heads when I asked him.
But if
tried to ask him to cut our grass.
If I ask the neighbors, maybe the neighbor could talk to the lawn guy and say, hey, go ahead and do theirs for an extra $20 or
right.
something.
$20. That you know, sounds
something.
Like a deal.
You know. So I'll talk to them about it.
Do you think $20 would include weed whacking? Or you just get a mow?
I don't know. Do you care?
It's you gonna trim the palm trees too? Because that would be cool.
Take Jack with you. He's an interpreter.
One less thing for you to do.
Right.
One last thing.
All right, we should take a break.
Yes.
Thank God.
All right.
Thank God.
Hey, when we come back, I know you kids are not excited about sports at all. I have a story here that might get you a little bit excited, and it's actually involves golf. Mm. We're going to talk about when we come back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. If you want to give us a call, thanks for all your advice. 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back.
Young American.
Back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If you want to give us a call, please do so. 727-498-0502. We will talk to you about any old thing, I promise you. Or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Now, that was David Bowie, Young American. I played that. I said at the very beginning of the show that all of my music was going to be 80s throwbacks. We started the show with Middle of the Road by The Pretenders. That was Young American by David Bowie. The next song I play is going to be The Rolling Stones, an oldie from Tattoo You. It's a great one. It's a song that I have not heard in years. I was walking through Home Depot the other day, and I was like, oh, my God. I haven't heard that song in forever. And it's not one that they would normally play on the radio either. So it was like a treat.
Very nice.
And I'm going to play it for you at the halfway point. And then I've got a little bit of The Police. Now, I'm playing all these songs because I got sort of nostalgic.
Ah.
I started thinking about this one particular week that I spent in the 1980s, the early 1980s, before I went into the Marine Corps with some very good friends of mine. We spent a week at the beach, but during that week at the beach, we would leave the beach and we would go to different music venues to see these shows. We went to go see The Pretenders at Meriwether Post Pavilion. We saw David Bowie at the Norfolk Scope. We saw The Police at the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland. And it was just a great, fun week at the beach, full of great times and good music.
Nice.
So anyway, that's what we're doing. What else? I guess that's it, everybody. What else? Oh, okay. Before the break, what?
I was going to say, before the break.
Yeah, before the break, I said that we were going to talk about some sports. And I'm hoping that that this will get you kids a little bit more involved in sports. This certainly, what I'm about to tell you, is a game changer for me, mm-hmm. All right? I don't play golf because I'm not good at it. And I don't like to do a whole lot of things that I'm not good at, all right?
Well,
and
you sure
golf,
do.
Golf, golf is one of those things. Very frustrating sport.
It requires patience.
Yeah, but if
you have none.
If you tune in on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon and try to watch a golf tournament, I mean, it's like watching paint dry.
Right.
You know, I think golf crowds are getting to be a little bit more outrageous. It used to be very quiet.
Yeah.
He's about to tee off.
Right. They,
and everybody was quiet. Now, all of a sudden...
They also called it the golf clap.
Yeah,
for
and
a
now
reason.
All of a sudden you'll get ready to take your big swing and somebody to go, in the hole!
Oh, good.
Yeah, right. You know, try to throw you off. It just happened last week or the weekend before to Tiger Woods.
That's just because people have no manners mm-hmm. anymore.
Right. So anyway... I saw this article in the paper that said that Tiger Woods, one of my all-time favorite golfers, and another great golfer, Phil Mickelson, have gotten together. They've been playing golf against each other for years,
mm-hmm.
okay? Two of the best players, two of the richest players, two of the players that have made more money playing golf than anybody else. Okay.
They what decide, about Jack Nicholson?
Well, I don't know.
Or Jack Nicholas.
I don't know that they were paying the purses back then what they're paying. Now. I mean, Tiger Woods is loaded.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tiger
and so
Woods.
Is Phil Mickelson, right? But anyway, they decided when they got together during a recent tournament that they would have a one-on-one match against each other. Okay. What do you suppose the purse is going to be?
A lot.
It is a ton. $10 million.
Wow.
Whoever wins walks away with $10 million. Like either one of them need an extra $10 million. Phil Mickelson said that the amount of money is ridiculous, and it's not going to make either one of us comfortable to be able to pay that out. Really? I looked at how much money you've made so far playing golf. $10 million is kind of like chump change.
Right. Yeah.
You know what
so
I mean?
The loser doesn't get anything.
No.
There's no loser purse.
No. What I would like to see, well, you know what? There probably is going to be because it's going to be aired on ESPN.
Okay.
So anytime there's a network involved, somebody's getting paid.
You're getting paid right. to play.
So this whole thing's supposed to take place this November. During the Thanksgiving Day holiday, and it's going to be at a golf course, Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So the weather should be nice.
So don't plan on going to Vegas to get married Thanksgiving weekend.
But right. okay, but here's my question. Here's my question to you kids, okay? You're not sports fans.
No, but they're both very good at golf.
But anytime, well, here's the thing. Anytime anybody stands to win $10 million, wouldn't you want to tune in? I'm going to be glued to that.
I don't care.
No.
So you don't care that two gajillionaires are going to could possibly make an extra gajillion dollars?
It's not helping me.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
Exactly.
But to me, it seems like it makes it a lot more exciting.
So if they offered you $10 million to play a round of golf.
Yeah. I'd get into it.
I'd start practicing.
Do you think you could have some more patience and appreciate the sport a little better?
Yeah. Well, see, what I like about this is it's like taking golf, which a lot of times when you look at these tournaments, it's like team play a lot of times.
Right.
Or it's, you know,
well, there's so many of them.
Oh, yeah, you got, you know, 20 players or whatever you have out there in this tournament, you know. But to do it now, mano a mano, it's kind of like making it like a tennis tournament.
I like it.
I do, too.
I
love it. I
like the idea of it.
And hopefully it's successful because I might become a golf fan if that's the way that they're going to, you know, start changing it up.
Okay.
If it's now one guy against one guy for a huge amount of money. You know what? I'd like to see, because these guys have enough money, can't they take that $10 million and let's say, okay, the purse is $10 million. We're going to give it to our favorite
charity or something.
Right.
They might. You
that
don't know.
Be better, but
that would be better.
You know, I mean, you have to see who wins. Mm-hmm. To see how gracious they are with that check in their hand.
I guess. But anyway, that's Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. They're going to compete against one another for $10 million Thanksgiving weekend in Las Vegas at the Shadow Creek Golf Course. I think it's exciting, and I will definitely, if I remember, try to tune into that. Because to me...
Well, I have a feeling
that's a big deal.
You'll
really
remember
like Tiger Woods.
Because they'll be advertising it quite a bit, and it's also during football season, so you'll be watching a lot more of ESPN than you do, you know, any other time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll remember.
Okay.
You'll remember.
Hey, sticking with sports, I don't have a whole lot of more about sports. We got what 6 minutes left to the break. I can get this in. This is to you smokers, you dippers, you stogie smokers, that kind of thing. If you want to go see anything, not just the Bucks, but anything that's going on over at Raymond James Stadium, you're not going to be able to do it. They changed the rules. that no longer will you be able to smoke, dip, whatever you want to do as far as tobacco goes at Raymond James Stadium.
They no longer have their little smoking corner.
Nope. Yeah. It's, you cannot even go through the gate anymore with it. And they are going to be the first sports or venue here in the, I guess in Florida, really, that's going to...
Ban smoking.
I'm sure that's really going to help attendance.
Well,
yeah. Right. Well.
And believe me, because I do smoke, and at Al Lang Stadium, you have to actually leave the stadium and go into this pen where the smokers are, and everybody, and there were quite a few people out there.
Let me ask you this. When you go into that pen, do you somehow feel like that it's a slight?
Yes.
You do?
Oh, yes, yes. And that's what people were loudly discussing.
I remember when I was in high school, I was blown away when I got to the high school, brand new high school, and they had the smoking lounge, right, which was basically a courtyard.
Right.
That was surrounded by glass. So it was like if you went into the smoking lounge, you were like...
in a fishbowl.
You were like those freaks that smoked.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You were on display like you were at the zoo.
Right.
I had a girlfriend at the time that smoked. I went outside and I was in that fishbowl and I felt violated.
Yes.
I was like...
ostracized.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Smoking. I don't know. It surprises me, especially in large outdoor arenas.
Yeah.
I mean, I see, you know, Tropicana Field. That makes sense. You're indoors.
Right.
You know, recycled air, that kind of thing. But when you're outside, I don't know. I'm just not sensitive to it, and I think smokers have rights, too.
Well, smokers do have rights, but, I mean, you have to admit that, you know, since we were kids, you don't see nearly the amount of smokers. I mean, now it's almost rare to see a smoker somewhere.
Yeah, you don't see...
I mean, it used to be everywhere.
Right,
when you would go to a doctor, your doctor would be smoking.
Right, restaurants, airplanes, everywhere. Yeah.
And now, I mean, it's...
Well, now, if you do smoke, you're judged. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks you're gross because you smoke. And it's like...
Whatever.
Well, I'm not happy about the judgy thing.
Yeah. But, I mean...
I'm not looking to hurt anybody's feelings, but really, it's not good for you.
No, and it's not... And the people who smoke, they understand that and they know that, but they use it as somewhat of a coping mechanism in a way.
Yeah.
They it's this vice that they can't let go of, and to have somebody, you know, always giving them hell about it sucks.
Doesn't help.
It just makes that craving
worse.
Looking at you. No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
I know. I was kidding.
No grief from this guy.
No grief. God only knows. Hey, didn't you say that the preseason was starting this weekend?
Actually, I think they played what they call the Hall of Fame game yesterday.
Okay.
And I think it was like Baltimore against Chicago or something like that. And from people that I heard that watched part of the game, it was very boring and just sort of matter of fact. It was like...
nobody was lighting it on fire.
No, nobody
wants to get hurt.
No, right.
Okay.
But yeah, preseason is going to be, I mean, they're in training camp, which I'm excited about. And those preseason football games are going to be here in the next week or two.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, me too.
I love football season.
I do too.
Love football season.
Yeah. Where are we?
We have, I don't know, a minute and a half or so.
Well, let me go ahead and say that we have been prattling along now for just about an hour.
Yes.
And we need to take a break. This is our halfway point. I mentioned just a few minutes ago that I was going to be playing a Rolling Stones song. It's called Heaven off of the Tattoo You album. Very good album. Came out in the 1980s.
80s.
80s. Loved it. But anyway, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. When we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. And, oh, I'm going to tell you when I come back what my new mission in life is.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah. And we might even play Stump the Chump.
Yeah, we might.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. It's going to be about 4.5 minutes, and then we'll be right back.
There's nothing.